I'm done, bro. Wait, where you going? To watch the Full 94 podcast. Can't watch that without me. Wait up, bro. You know Full 94 is my favorite show.
Winning.
A winner, the champ, the best, we are all of them. Cause we went right and not left and not followed them. Sobriety tests, I am walking up in line. Added the sex and the drugs, but couldn't subtract my mind. They all wanted me dead. I was chilling in the cut, then I transformed like I'm best friends with Shia LaBeouf. See, I've been a winner, check it, and I ain't even firing. Church time's God, I'm a product of my environment. We are winners, losers come with me. Never letting flesh envy. We don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Now watch reality unfold. Like we win in the head, yeah, we win in the head.
Squad, what going on? What going on? We in here. We in here. 494 podcast here on MTMV Sports. This is a face I ain't seen in a minute. Face I ain't seen in a minute. I don't even. Let me take my hat off. Hat off to you, man. Hat off. Tell you, welcome back. C back in the building. What's going on?
Hey. Hi, I'm back. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Back and better, baby. Let's go.
Absolutely love it. Will, how we feeling over there, bro?
I'm chilling, man. You know, minding my business, staying low to the ground, hugging on the chums. It's warm outside. It's sundress season outside. You know what I mean?
Hey. You know how it is. What's going on with it? But yeah. Tell me, when you say that's the season, what temps are we talking about right now?
So in Florida, it's always sundress season, but it's like consistent. It's right now we in the 77s to the 84s. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, it's nice little C plus grade out here. You know, the cocoa butter and the shea butter is out here. So yeah.
I ain't mad at it. See, how you feeling out there? We've survived, right? We've had good numbers. Absolutely crazy out here in these streets. But it ain't been the full team. It ain't been Sports Talk with C back in the field. You know what I mean? How are you feeling, Mom?
Honestly, I am feeling great. Surgery went well. I'm back. I'm good, guys. But like I feel like for me personally, I needed it. I needed to take a step back and get back to the love that I had for everything. So I'm here. I got my niche back. I'm happy. And
I love it. I can't complain. It's good to have you back. Glad you went through your process. Glad you got rested, did your thing. Look, we back out here. Let's get right into it. Obviously, we got the WNBA draft going on right now. This is what I really want to talk about. This is dope, right? Like we talked pre-show. We saw Camilla and Angel going to Chicago. We saw Kaitlyn obviously being number one. See, tell me the biggest thing about this draft that you're seeing differently. Like we had expectations. Right? We knew Kaitlyn what she was gonna do. We knew where, you know, how they rated Camilla and Angel. What is different about this draft than the last few years we've seen teams come out of college?
We've had some really good drafts in WNBA overall. But you know how in the NBA we talk about like super special drafts? This class, because this 2020 class, may possibly be the WNBA version of the 2003 NBA draft. Like,
hey, Will.
It's game.
Will.
It's
Will. Come on, man.
It's game changing. You know what I mean? Oh, like, hey.
We got
some bigger names.
Repeat
what? I want to see it again.
This might be the WNBA's version of the 2003 draft. Meaning the GOAT ain't in the draft. You know what I mean? Because I see where you're going with that. The GOAT ain't in the draft. This is a special draft that's going to change the fortune of teams overall, especially when you see like the first few picks that came out and then you see some great players that are teaming up that we can see over the next 10 years. Right now, we're in the middle, whether people like it or not, we're in the middle of a dynasty with the Los Angeles Aces. You know, we look at what Phoenix just did with Kalia Copper. We look at Seattle.
Natasha Cloud. Mm-hmm.
Natasha Cloud. There's been so much movement over the last season that this is a huge draft. And with people coming, with major players coming in, this can literally change how we see the WNBA for the future. They're finally getting the respect they deserve. Shout out to the women. Finally getting the love that they deserve. This could be the peak of when we look back 20 years and be like, that was the year that everything changed for the WNBA, and it started with a major. I'm not doing this today.
I'm not. I mean, just goes to show you the team that's not even here yet. I mean, you know it's coming. It's already at sold out. So it's like, you know, this is the era that it, this is the time where it's like you have this class coming in, especially with Caitlin being number one. Cameron being two, staying in LA. I feel like that's finishing on another chapter for her. It's just shifting. And this is where it has to start. But they have to be like, I was watching Gilbert Urena, and Lexi was on there, and they was talking about like, but the WNBA has to do the marketing job. Mm-hmm. Where as far as with all eyes being here on
they're really doing it now though. You sent me a couple drinks about posts and stuff. Like, they're really doing it now, too. They're really getting into it. Shout out to Serena Williams, man. She talked about how she wanted to own a team. She sent me a drink. I immediately sent her a reply back. I was like, Miami. They need to go to Miami because she got the Dolphins down there already. But, you know, you have a really, really major opportunity. Then you got Paige and Juju who may come out within the next year or two.
Everyone talking about all she needs is a couple years and she'll be pro ready. Fuwaili, I just think the women's basketball has a beautiful future. And this, like, yes, the greats set the tone for all these beautiful women to come and walk and play their sport and do what they do on the basketball court. But just as far as like, now this is the time, like all eyes are here. The talent's only just going to get better. Like, yes, we've seen what Caitlin did from the logo. Like, you know, if I guess you say from, you know, from 3-point shot. But I think, you know, we're going to come seeing some guards that can get to the basket and create their own, you know, shot, get back to the mid-range. Those things are going to, I feel like, is coming.
Man, and shout out to Skylar returning to the court. That's going to be nasty. That's going to be a wild revenge tour. The only thing I want to say about the draft is,
yeah,
I love what the Sky did. Coach Spoon is going to have a great nucleus to build around. That's crazy. Angel has to solidify that jump shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I seen her in the lab to, you know, take the criticism you get, you know, have a vulnerable moment on national television where people still criticize you for being human. And the fact that instead of, you know, she kept it off social media and got in the lab. So as far, even with the responses today from what the questions she asked, she doesn't have that firecracker, like just bring that all on the court. So I just feel like, you know, she knows it's time to level up and you have to be a sponge in this moment.
Gotcha. Yeah, she's a star, man. She's going to be good either way.
Yeah. And Camilla together is in, under coach with Teresa Witherspoon, I think it's going to be.
Tell me about that. What do we expect? Okay. We understand and know when we have big trees down in the paint, right? You talk about Angel Reese and Camilla. In Chicago, what are the expectations about putting – and we understand they're rookies, right? We're not going to overestimate this thing. But what are we talking about Chicago's able to do in a league that we see are dominated by a few teams? When you talk about Las Vegas and Connecticut and New York – like there's four teams that we're thinking like, okay, one of these teams are gonna be in the finals. Does Chicago move their way up the ladder, adding Camilla and Angel?
I think, like I say, if Angel can solidify a jump shot, you can't. That's a twin tower. You can't stop. That would be like if Angel can solidify that. That's like Cambage and Asia being down on the same block at the same time.
Yeah, like that. But then you have Brink and Rakia over in LA. Like,
it's different.
I do think that duo is more NBA ready because personally, Ricky is my doctor for Rookie of the Year.
Rookie is my
Rookie of the Year. That's my dark horse right there. I think Cameron's gonna play great, but I think Rookie is just going. I think she's gonna go crazy, especially with the team they have built around them. But I mean, you got Towers, man. But it's just a matter of like what you're gonna do with them. Like I said, Coach Spoon is going. She's gonna turn them into juggernauts, no matter what.
Now let me ask you this: Is Angel? We can talk more about. Who is about the draft and you know, unexpected expectations and what you saw. Ask me this. Is Angel a jump shot away from Asia?
No.
Okay. I want to get a clear consensus here.
I wouldn't disrespect her like that, because what Asia has done is amazing. Angel would have to get the footwork as good as hers. That Angel plays good defense, but it ain't Asia. No. Like, right. She's got a way to go, but as far as her ceiling, it could be Asia.
It could be, yes, but as of right now, no.
I like the fact that Angel is going to be playing for Spoon, who was a dog
on the USA team. And she's so big on defense.
Yeah, and Camila, like I said, Camila, that's she going from playing from one WNBA point guard great to another one. That connection's already going to be there. Angel's going
to
be.
I just want her to get a little bit more like you know what I'm saying, down in the paint. I just need her to. I feel like someday she does it, and like I don't know. I feel like I need her to get a little bit more tougher down there, like on the paint, as you we know you can. But that's all I want to see from Camila.
I love it. Any other surprise expectations you saw from the draft?
I love Alyssa Pealey going to the Lynx.
Yeah. I like it. Tell me why.
Not only can she rebound, she plays defense, but she has a shot. Not baseline. She can shoot that three ball.
Facts.
So, you know, I she put in that work from last year to this year. And over the tournament, I just seen her confidence grow, the way she can create her own shot as well. And I think in this, going into the next level, if you can't find a way to create your own shot with double teams coming at you, or even, you know, kicking out to the next best option, I just think, you know, she put in that work to get to this moment.
I like it. Will, what you got, bro?
I don't know if she's been drafted yet because we're on the show, but if Nika hasn't been picked up by the Liberty, because the Liberty don't like to play no defense and they need some defense at guard, that's the pick. You don't need nothing else.
Nothing else.
You already got one of the greatest players ever playing. Okay, well, I mean, that's a good pick, but like you need a defense, bro. Like, come on.
They play no defense. They play. Are they
invested in JJ and Inescu? Is that why you get another forward to play alongside JJ? Or I'm trying to understand the
Did you see what Nika? But did you see her defense?
Me personally, Sloop. Sloot, and it's no disrespect, Sloot is on her way out. You needed another guard who can come in and fill in those minutes, who Sloot can pass the torch to. That would have been perfect, especially with everything that she did at UConn.
I feel that.
I don't knock that pick, but like you just said, you already log jammed at forward. What do you? Right. That wasn't a need.
Yes.
Oh.
She's going to. Yep.
It's a dream, ain't it?
Yeah, isn't she going to the Dream?
The Dream picked up, yeah, pick up the four.
Yeah.
I'm solid. I mean, honestly, let's just continue to talk about it because, hey, Atlanta.
I want Fair to get picked up ASAP, and if she doesn't, I'm going to be so mad.
I'm trying to get season. I'm trying to get in there.
I did.
Make sure we can sideline this thing. What's going on, Atlanta?
I did just because to be small and a shifty guard, and you can shoot, like, no, it doesn't matter the size. I'm still going to shoot over you. Like, that is, and have the confidence behind it to be leading third in NCAA scoring, and it's just where your flowers, that just bothers me.
I need to go off the cuff real quick, yo, because I know we're about to move on.
Yeah.
The disrespect that media is showing both Daisha and University of South Carolina is ridiculous.
Crazy.
I get you want to air all this stuff on Caitlin. Daisha out here setting scoring records. Nobody's talking about it. University of South Carolina won the national title, dominated. We're barely hearing anything about them. And produced, I'm sorry, Gail King, you don't need to be interviewing nobody else. You have an interview with the coach of the national championship, and you say on national TV during the interview, we were all rooting for Iowa. Who is we?
Thank you. Speak for yourself. I've never.
Who is like, we, fam?
Like, pause. Give me a sec. Let's catch up, bro.
I wish somebody would do a WWF move and kick her in the shins, bro, because that's stupid.
Like, even if you were rooting for Iowa, you could have kept that to yourself.
Big sack.
She was geeked about it, too. Like, she was like, oh, she going off. Like,
we were all nervous just at home watching. What? No, you were nervous for your team, Iowa. We weren't. We were good up over here. Gamecocks, we knew what was up.
If the North Philly would have came out of Coach Staley, I wouldn't have been there. I'm sick of it, bro. I'm sick of it.
I see.
And it's terrible because as media, you don't ever want to be the person that is in the same box as those type of media people. Like, that is not me. Like, you know, like, I'm not, I would never, you know, I would never. So it's just, it just sucks because there's certain media that focuses on one thing, and then there's certain media that focuses on another thing, like what they did with DT and that whole conversation. Like, use media dog that. And it wasn't even like that. It was an honest conversation where she was asked a question, gave an honest answer, and you guys took it and ran with it. It's like, we got to be better going forward. Especially at the time where the game is going.
Media has a responsibility, yo, to not only be impartial, but to give the fans the knowledge that they may not have. South Carolina literally went undefeated, losing all their starters with a black head coach who did work. And they're not getting the love that they should be getting. And then you're wondering why people are upset. People are not upset with Caitlin Clark. People are upset with the way that the media is depicting the entire conversation about Caitlin Clark in comparison to who actually won the national championship. And that has to change. That's why people don't trust the media no more. But
that's tough. It is what it is. We got to change that. The 494, we're going to change that.
You already know it. You already know it. That's what we're here to do. That's where basketball lives at. Whether it's being bounced by a young lady or a young man. We're here to talk about it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I mean? Let's talk about it, man. Let's get into this. So we definitely think that the draft is going to be absolutely amazing. Continue to watch that. Make sure we see all the results of that. Aces for a three-peat. It is what it is. I'm thinking.
I don't know. Skyla and Jewel.
I'm not mad at you. I can't get off the train yet. You know what I mean? I got to rock with them until the wheels fall off.
I would hope so.
Let's talk about this. As we're the WNBA draft, college players going into the league, overseas players going into the league. Like, now we're talking about the playoffs. And we're here. We're going to transition from coming into the NBA to coming into the WNBA and professional basketball, moving over into the playoffs of the NBA. Like, this is what you work hard for, right? You know what I mean? Like, this is the thing. Lakers still in the play-in. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Absolutely crazy.
It is.
AC was good, bro. Knock out.
We're here for it. Get them out of here.
We'll go to seven.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to play Denver in the first round. Not doing
it. No, at all.
I don't need that.
Please don't. Not at all.
So look, this is a crazy thing. The funny thing was, even when we were talking about the pre-show, it was like went from in-season tournament to the play-in. Like, that's a real thing. That's a real thing. I want to talk about these matchups for real, dog. Like, what are we looking at? Let's go to the 7-8 playing on the West. Do the Lakers beat the Pels, get in the seventh, and play the 2 seed?
I don't know, man. Yeah.
Yes. I mean,
we just put a hurting on them.
Put a hurting on them.
I'm just saying.
But like we talked about this before, you never know what the team is getting. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if you're getting a Lakers team with Anthony Peel at point guard or if you're getting LeBron James out there. You don't know what you're getting.
And it's crazy that we're here again and we still don't know.
Being a Lakers fan for y'all is like
stressful.
McDonald's drive through as a kid and you want a specific toy and they don't give it to you.
Or you ask for fresh fries and they're cold.
Yo.
This is what's today? This was yesterday. Mm-hmm. So Denver's in second place.
Mm-hmm.
OKC's first. And then so if we went to eight, we play OKC. We might need to lose that game.
I don't know if you want that. Because guards
are getting
harder. If we beat the Pels, but this is the thing. If we lose to the Pels, then we gotta beat the next team out of 9-10 to get eight, which would probably be the Warriors.
They turning it up at the right time, yo. Like,
but you called it like you always said. You never count the Warriors out, so that is what it is.
No, I told that. You see, this is why we need you here because you kept saying, "Oh, it's gonna be the worst, and I'm gonna make it." I tried to tell y'all.
Hey,
All right, so let's say they win 7-8. Pels, do the Pels, and this is an interesting question to me. In seventh place, do the Pels get knocked out of the playoff? Because this is the argument that people have had about the play-in from 7, 8, 9, 10. The seventh place team who earned the seventh spot could be knocked out of the playoffs. Yeah, period. Man. So let's say the Lakers beat the Pels, then they got to play the Warriors.
If the Lakers, I personally think the Lakers will beat the Pelicans, only because I think even as he gets older, LeBron James can still will them to a win because you're not getting 100% Brandon Ingram right now.
No.
If the Pels play the Warriors, the Pels are body there. You might as well
just body the Warriors.
You might as well, yeah. You might as well just go ahead and get them go home because that's all the Warriors need. They only need one game. And them as a eighth seed, no matter what, playing a one seed, they're going to make that competitive. If you think Steph ain't been paying attention to them IG posts that Shop been putting up,
with the Warriors, like you just said, they just need one game. This point, it's like
as we talk about crazy seasons, man. Yo, shout out to the Knicks, bro.
Yo,
Knicks getting the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. Now, mind you, Boston was just head like just mountains away when it putting up 60 plus wins. Like, what do we expect from the Knicks coming? This 2 seed, they ain't did this in a long time, brother.
What are we looking at? Let me keep it a buck, right?
Keep it a buck.
I've been waiting for this, right?
All right.
If Embiid is at least 90%, the Sixers are going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's a lot, bro.
Listen.
That's a lot, bro.
Teams were literally on the last day trying to get out of not playing the Sixers or the Heat. Sixers have won the last 6-7 games.
I would love to see the Heat in Boston. I ain't gonna lie to you.
If Embiid...
Again, so...
If Embiid keeps them at 7 and they go to New York, it's going to be a good series. I'm riding with my squad.
And then
if they get to that next series, I'm licking my chops because it's either Doc No Adjustment with the Bucks.
They might be going from with Hallie under Doc Rivers.
I would love to face Tyrese Halliburton and Miles Turner, considering with Tyrese Maxey and Embiid.
So you want to go head to head? Because you know that's my guy.
But you did, because your man, what you call him, Tsunami Poppy? He there too.
God, this is so hard because I love Tsunami Poppy, but I love I'm going with Hallie.
As a Sixers fan,
yeah.
If we get the Knicks in the first round and we beat them, I'm gonna be insufferable. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna be insufferable. Yeah. I'm coming on this show in the middle of the show, I'm putting my phone up so I can flirt with Nia Long. I'm doing all kinds of stuff. Like,
this is my thing. If you do what you're supposed to do,
and we're doing numbers now. So I already know Oz is gonna be on it.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you be insufferable though? If you do what you're supposed to do.
Because I got Knicks fans that been in my neck all year about Joel to the Knicks. No. And if we get a chance to play Doc Rivers, listen, I'm not putting the Pacers out there because the Pacers might mop the Bucks.
Yo! I'm so excited for that. And
something happened and the Bucks pull it off, but Giannis ain't 100%. Oh my lord.
That is not the same team when Giannis is not 100%. And everyone can be like, Dame this, Dame that. I get it. It's Dame, but it's like the Bucks are not the same team when Giannis is not 100%. Like, let's be realistic.
We talked about this and they said we was being mean to Doc, right? The Bucks were 30-13. They still didn't get 50 wins.
Oh, I'm so glad I wasn't on that episode because he shouldn't even be coaching at this rate.
Yeah. I think it's so different.
They could have kept my brother's cousin, Mr. Griffin, over there because
you went 30-13 and you still couldn't get 50 wins. And then Doc doing what he always do. He blaming the players. Big dog, you calling the players.
I was watching the game, and he's just sitting there just like this. Get up! Do something! Make an adjustment! Scream! Yell! Do something! I'm just like, you're losing.
But
yeah, he's different, bro.
But I do say, yo, about the refs, you think about how bad the refs calls are. If that Sixer-Clipper game had not happened, the way that it did, the Sixers will be sitting at six right now. So those calls make a big difference.
Yeah,
absolutely, they do. I have a question because I interviewed this ref right from North Carolina, and she told me that in her area they have to go for training and recertify and stuff all the time. Do these refs do that here, like in the NBA? Because I
think they do. You want to know?
But they also been saying for years too, though, that a lot of these NBA refs are. I'm not gonna say that because
when we came back, I had the podium talk and I talked about how bad the refs are, terrible from the women's side, the men's side, college. It's horrible. Like, are we watching the same game?
So you see, they came back. I gotta watch them because we still got sponsors and we still got a relationship with NBA. So. I can't say everything I want to say out of the gritty.
You gotta put respect on it. All right, talk to me. Is it Boston's? From you would say that Boston and Philly are playing, right?
I don't. I'm not sure. If the Heat are at eight, I'm still not sure about the Celtics.
Thank you.
I think
that's not a knock, but I mean Jimmy Butler. We playing Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler scares me, bro.
My thing is with the Celtics, there's two teams I can't just figure out why they can't beat them. Jimmy and the Cavaliers. Like, what is it about these two? Like, do you guys not want to play? I just, that's their kryptonite, both of them.
Hey, shout out to the Orlando Magic.
What did I tell you?
Y'all play this song. Orlando Magic.
That's the thing. Even if they win that series against Cleveland, they gotta go see Boston or Miami.
They said Facebook saying that Magic's gonna sweep Cleveland.
The Magic match up with Boston. Mostly got them playing defense, bro.
4-2 Magic.
Against
Cleveland.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they
I'm going 4-1.
I'm going 4-2. I'm going 4-2 against the Cavs.
That's my second team, bro. That's my second team. This is where the sundresses are. I am not going. I got to get a Magic.
He's been saying that's his sleeper team all season.
That's fine.
All season.
All season.
Right, give me this. This is a matchup that I'm really looking forward to. You guys can give me another one. I really like this at, what is it? Cleveland, not Cleveland. Dallas and the Clippers.
Ooh, that is fire. What? Sorry, guys, but Nika Buell to the Storm. Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, Luka and Kyrie have exceeded expectations, and I need to apologize because I knew he was great, but I didn't know it was going to be like this. But I did say they were going to get to that sixth seed. Yo.
They got to the fifth.
I'm not going to lie. I really want to see them knock the Clippers out.
That'd be crazy.
I would love that. We've
seen it before, right? We've seen it when Luka gets focused. We saw him knock out Phoenix when they were on a high.
Well, this is selfish. I want to see them knock out the Clippers because I need Paul George to go ahead and put that brotherly love hat on.
Oh, he's like a free agent.
Yes,
he's
a free agent
this summer. Mm-hmm. That's a great question. All right, give me this, and we're gonna go to commercial break. Lord Jesus, if we go to eight, I think we go to seven. We see Denver and Lakers.
You want to talk about that?
No. Just give me.
You know what? I'm a rap for my guy at the end of the day, and I'm going with the Lakers. I don't care.
All right. Okay, we already know what we'll do. You ain't got to say anything. Appreciate
you it. You got thin air where you at because we both know.
And clearly, that's why I'm going to need McNabb.
All right. Minnesota, Phoenix.
Minnesota.
I give you that. Clips.
Shout out to my 81s on the way, too, buddy.
Clippers and Mavericks.
Mavericks.
Oh, okay. And then let's see. We beat them, Pels. All right, so Pelicans and the Thunder.
Thunder?
No idea. All right, know. AC, 76ers win that. Go to the Heat. Boston, Miami.
Miami.
Boston. Y'all, the disrespect is so real, bro. Cleveland or Orlando?
Orlando.
I like it. Milwaukee and Indiana.
Indiana.
I got it. I'm going to Milwaukee, man. I'm not doing that.
You don't know if Giannis is healthy.
That part.
I think if he's on the court, they win. If they not, then game over. God bless. Peace and love. So I can talk to my kid.
I know, my. Love you, right, too.
Knicks and 76ers.
Sixers.
Who got the Larry O'Brien in the season? You know what? Save that for the open run. God bless it. And we'll be right back. 494 here at TMV Sports commercial break.
It's not just about the love of the game. It's about dedication and commitment through the process and the patience to endure. There's joy in reaching your goals and peace in knowing you've done all you're supposed to do. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand, it's a lifestyle.
Shout out to the big homie, man, Ozell Brand, big sponsor, big brother here at MTMV Sports on the 494. Definitely supports us. Always get my good snacks on the retreats. Gotta love it. Shout out to Ozell for that, man. Look, make sure y'all cop them shoes, cleats, wherever you get them. Just look them up. I'm trying to get it. Hey, look, talk to me.
Let's, I have a request. Can you make some biker shorts for me? Thanks.
Hey, man.
We're not discussing.
All right, so let's get to this game. It's a new interactive game. I like it. So what we talked about in pre-show, we talked about a would you rather
fill in the blank.
You know what I mean? Name this player. I thought to myself, I said, this could be fun. This could be.
He's on violent. Guys, that means he's starting violent.
Really, really, really good, right? In terms of how we do this, all right? So we're going to call this new segment Open Run. What that means is it's all inclusive. You could get a word you rather. You could fill in the blank. You could name this player. I don't know. I have no idea. But we're gonna have a little fun with this. See, I'm gonna start with you.
Okay.
Yeah, you've been gone. You're back. Are you hearing me? So we out here in the streets. I'm gonna give it to you, man. 494 open run, new game. I'm gonna start you off with a would you rather. Okay. Would you rather build a team around 01 Iverson, 03 Kobe?
I'm going to go with one, Iverson.
That was quick. You just leaned back, came around back. Jeez. Tell me why.
AI here. Okay. And I just think his demeanor, he'll get everyone around him going and make them a better player. And I'm just not one of those Kobe fans. So I can't say that, yes, he has the Mamba mentality. But from what I've seen, I just feel if I'm going to build the team that I want someone at my realm as an AI.
I'm not mad at it. What you got? What you got, Will?
I would take Owen Iverson because he took Tyrone Hill to the NBA Finals. I was a witness.
It just makes people want to get, like, you know, play hard. And I just, it's just like the LeBron effect. Either you could play with LeBron or you can't. And I just think when you have a player like Kobe, you can play with him or you can't. So if I'm going to build a team, I'm going to go AI.
Owen Iverson won a game off the Lakers with Jermaine Jones and Matt Geiger. I was a shorty and I cried, bro. I cried. And people know I don't cry for nothing. I cried, dog.
But we already know you was doing AI.
I wanted to fight.
All right, let's get to another one. Let's do a fill in the blank. Let's just get it out the way because we talked about it in the last segment. At the end of the season, the Larry O'Brien Trophy will be held by what team? Will, I like the way you sighed, so I want to come to you, brother. I like the way you – come talk to me, bro.
I'm going to stick by him. Philadelphia 76ers.
You're sticking by Philly. I didn't know that.
Until I know otherwise. Now, realistically, I would say Denver might repeat, but I personally feel like if Embiid is healthy with the way they're playing and the way Tyrese Maxey is – there's no reason why Philly can't run the tables with the route they would have to take if they get that seventh spot.
I mean, you make some sense. See, talk to me, man. Who holding that Larry O'Brien at the end of this season? Fill in the blank.
Do I have to be like realistic? Just kidding.
You can give whatever answer you want. You know what I mean? How are you feeling that head of yours?
I am going to choose. I feel as though there's going to be a new NBA champion this year.
Okay, so not Denver. Mm-mm. Got it.
I just feel like people have figured out how to stop Murray and what's his name? Gordon when needed be. Can't really do anything about Jokic, but... I'm going to go with the Mavs.
Wow. Okay. From the five seed up to the chip. I like it. This is ride number 18-24. I like it, bro. I like it. All right. Okay. I'm mad at it. All right. I'm going to take it back to a would you rather. Let's get with this. Would you rather you got the pick in the draft. No, I'm saying you got the pick in the draft. You are the GM. And this is the offseason. You can set this up. I like setting the scene. You're a GM, and this is the offseason. You have a choice to build a team around a 25-year-old Shaq or 25-year-old Manu, Gary Payton, Scottie Pippen. Are we going the three or the one? Caveat, Doc Rivers is your coach.
Wait, what? Who's the coach?
Doc Rivers.
No matter what?
That's your coach.
I'm going with Shaq.
What you got?
You said Manu.
Manu, Gary Payton, Scottie Pippen.
At 25?
25. And Doc Rivers, your coach.
Man, just give me Shaq, bro.
Thank you. What?
I'm not about to disappoint myself. We're a first round out no matter what.
If Doc my coach, I want the 08 Celtics.
If Doc my coach, I want the Monstars from Space
Jam. Space Jam.
They gotta have all their powers.
And all of it.
They get infinity balls back when they miss the shot.
All right.
At that rate.
All right. This one. This is a guess that player, right? Guess that player.
Okay.
Or name that player, whatever you want to call him, 494. This player has played in the league for years. He's a guard, has averaged 20 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds for his career. Solid player. You just don't know about it sometimes. 49% from the field for 2-point, 33% from 3. And 85% from the free throw line. He is a guard, and he was drafted before 2010. Still plays in the league today, right now, at this moment. You can ask whatever question you want, and I'll answer it truthfully. But you only get 3 questions.
A piece?
East or West?
Yeah. A piece. East
or West? Okay.
East.
Is he a wing or a point?
Wing. Plays point when it's necessary. It's got to be the right questions. That's it.
Starter or off the bench?
Starter.
Was he an all-star this year?
Yes. 25-5 for his career. Solid player. Goes under the radar.
Donovan Mitchell.
Nope. You still got one more question. See, you got one more question too.
Yeah, but the guy's got to cross that off my board.
He thought it was Donovan too. Let me just make sure, because I might be wrong on the All-Star. I might be throwing y'all off.
Oh, wow. See, you out here frauding.
Make sure. Nope, he was not an all-star.
He was not an all-star.
Actually, it was. It might have been a little bit of a travesty that he wasn't.
Ooh, that could be a couple people.
Yep. Solid player. You really like him, Will. 25-5. I'll give you a hint. 2-3 years ago? 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He played in the Western Conference.
Yeah, you just said who I thought it was going to be too.
DeRozan. It's not DeRozan.
It's not.
One more question.
25.
If I name the teams that he played for, y'all will automatically know who he is.
And
he
like him.
He has a knack for just bringing the worst out of people. Pat Bev averaged 25-5. That's gonna be yours. You got. He's
known.
He brings out the worst. As he gets down, I'm gonna start naming stuff. He's known for being eccentric, a little bit of a hothead, but plays the game the right way. Patient.
And he on the East?
He on the Eastern Conference.
And there's a hothead.
And midi, that midi game is water.
I mean, we ain't talking about Jimmy.
We are talking about Jimmy.
Wait.
25-5. Yeah, he runs the point when he wants the ball, when he bring the ball down. He's a wing and runs the point when necessary.
You know how rare that is, man.
Thank you.
For Jimmy.
I would not say he played point.
I said when necessary.
I said he was a point. If that confused you, my apologies. I still love you.
Yeah, man.
Well, that was good. I like that. It had me really thinking, like, damn, I'm writing down.
I'm crossing up names. I like the name of that player just because it is. Give me this to make sure we're going to go out, because I may want to make sure we cover it. All NBA first team. Who's your 5 going on there, Will? Tell me.
Ant, Shai, Luka, Tatum, Jokic.
Luka, Shai, Tatum, Jokic, and Ant. All right. See who you got. And Jude, tell me your all NBA.
That's really Luka. You said Luka, Shai, Ant. Who else you say?
Tatum.
I just want to make sure I heard Tatum. And who's your fifth one?
Jokic.
God, can you rip?
That's a good find.
Thank you.
Julius, if you're still there, tell me if you agree. Or if you got somebody else you put there in there. Who you got? See, you agreeing with Will?
My guy got to go in there, though.
No, he's all in me. He's all in me. You know who she talking about.
I'm talking about Hallie.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Hallie.
I thought LeBron. Sorry.
My second guy, Hallie.
Second guy. All LeBron's all NBA second.
He's second.
LeBron is third team, dog.
All right, look, we got 30 seconds. See what you got? You agreeing?
Yeah.
And so Hallie goes second team.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard, but out of that list, I can't really like
disagree.
I kind of feel that.
Look,
make sure y'all tune in. Really agree. He did.
Make sure y'all tune in. We got this new show called Open Run. If you said LeBron,
I am a basketball fan first, guys.
Big facts. Hey, look, check it out. Good to have C back on the squad. Julius, shout out to the boy. He got some finals to take. You know, he's becoming a lawyer. So this thing.
No, I need a lawyer.
Big facts. I am badass. Shout out to the homie. Full 94 here on MTMV Sports. I am Miles Austin, Mr. Teddy Farrell. Sports Talk with C, Jew_chasing dreams. You know exactly what it is. This is the team. You want to talk basketball? This is where you talk it at, man. Full 94 here on MTMV Sports.
Make sure you go stream my new episode because I just came out with season 5. It dropped on Saturday. So, guys, Saturday's at 1 o'clock.
Sports Talk with C. Look at that. Jokic, Luka, Shot, and Giannis. Put Giannis in there instead of Tatum. So
hit that Cash App and I'm giving out hugs to all my aunties.
Cash App, Full 94 Podcast. Follow us on everything, Full 94 Podcast. Much love. Monday nights, 8:30, Full 94 Podcast here on MTMV Sports. Y'all be safe, be easy. God bless.
Peace.
What's going on, family? It's your man, Wildress.
And it's your man, the myth, the legend, the voice.
It's Smoke O'Clock. You just watched another great show on MTMV Sports Network.
And for more exciting content just like this, subscribe, like, and share.